At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Good morning, good morning. It's Tuesday now. Just like that. 11-11. 2025. Let's keep rocking, man. You know what we're talking about. I was laughing at myself hearing Aaron Glenn. And shout out to the YouTube stream. Good to be back on. I just sent out the link on my Twitter. I got to get that up on Instagram. But, like, Aaron Glenn is hilarious to me with this, like, don't ask about the quarterback. It doesn't matter, bro. Real competitive disadvantage with Justin Fields. And I'm happy for the Jets. Really happy for the Jets. A great day honoring Nick Mangold. They did right by Nick Mangold and his family. You get a 74-yard return. You get two special teams returns. That's what won the game. That's what swung the game. It wasn't Justin Fields. But anyway, 888-808-1019. Let's talk to the fans. Jets fans, you can get involved too. Like I said, I think this is very Jet-like. It doesn't work. It's not going to do anything this year to fire the head coach. You're not, but like, I get it. He was a dead man walking. The whole thing was, hey, draft your quarterback, develop him, win some games. And this is going to be a year, and depending on what happens the following years with the next head coach and Jackson Dart, Giants fans are going to remember this year because you should have beat the Dallas Cowboys with Russell Wilson. You should have beat the Saints with Jackson Dart. You should have beat the Denver Broncos. You should have beat the Chicago Bears. But coulda, woulda, shoulda, man. It's the NFL. If this happened, if we went for it here, if we didn't kick this field goal, if this guy made a stop, if Shane Bowen didn't run this coverage, and that's another thing. Shane Bowen is safe. But he has to be. He has to be. Who are you going to elevate to be the defensive coordinator the rest of the way? You got the best coach up out of the building. Good luck. 888-808-1019. Mark is in Jersey first on the Fan.
Yo, what's up, Keith? How you doing?
Good, good.
Yeah, I just want to say, like, I used to respect you like crazy until you said you're not a Cowboys fan anymore.
No, sir.
What does that mean?
I'm a free agent. I root for parlays.
Dude, you're a grown man.
Correct. So I can make choices like a grown man.
No. You have Joe Beningo, 7-year-old Jet fan. He suffered way more than you. And you're just going to bandwagon them like that? Come on, Keith.
Choosing to suffer. I've got nothing to do with Joe Beningo.
I don't know, man.
I'm a free agent. You don't have to know. I don't know you. What are we talking about? Let's talk about Brian Daboll, the Giants. No?
Okay, fine. I want to say one thing about Brian Daboll is that Brian Daboll got fired, but he was put in that position by Joe Shane. When are they going to get rid of Joe Shane?
At the end of the year, I hope. I think that by the end of the year, and it's smart. Thanks for the call, Mark. And we'll get to my fandom in a second, which doesn't matter. By the end of the year, this is going to be the number one job. This is going to be the most coveted job. And it actually behooves you to get ahead of Black Monday before Black Friday. You know what I'm saying? Like, the whole world knows, hey, that job is open now. Mike Kafka's going to get a shot as the interim, but I don't expect him to actually land the job because I think they're going to be experienced head coach candidates that want the job. I think there's going to be just a longer list of guys where they won't default into going to Mike Kafka like the Dallas Cowboys defaulted in to going to Brian Schottenheimer, which brings up my next point. And I will go over this for eternity. I grew up a Dallas Cowboys fan. I'm a grown man now. I grew out of that, thankfully. I made that decision when I was 5. Now I have a 2.5-year-old son. He's not making any decisions. At 5, I wouldn't let a 5-year-old make any decisions for me. But I was able to do that. It was cool for a little while. But then I watched for all of these years. I made a decision this year as I just watched Micah Parsons and the Packers. That was it for me with Jerry Jones. And you know what? Life has been a lot better. I don't put on a clown suit on Sundays. I don't go out in public with a star on. I root for parlays. And I'm an NFL free agent until my baby boy says, hey, this is who I like, Dad. Buy me this jacket. Buy me this shirt. Buy me this jersey. I want to go to this game. And when that happens, we're both going to ride. It could happen right here in New Jersey in East Rutherford. My son's name is Jackson. If he wants to be a Jackson Dart Giants fan, I'm not stopping him from doing that. Because in the early 90s, Daddy chose the team that was winning Super Bowls and nobody stopped him. Can we stop talking about that? Great. Anyway, Michael is in Orangeburg, New York on the fan. What's up, Michael?
How we doing?
Fantastic.
Talk
on
to
the
you
fan.
Again. I talked to you one time during the Mets season, and we had a good combo. But I'll just talk on this Dart and Daboll situation. I loved watching Dart run down and gather yards. And at the one-yard line, that one game, they gave him 2 or 3 chances at the one-yard line, losing by 21 or whatever. It was a little bit too much, and I think Daboll was trying to make him succeed for himself. And I love Daboll, and maybe we should have kept him for 9 weeks here at the end of the year to develop Dart. But I'm not so upset about him being gone.
Yeah,
I think they need to slow it down with Dart. Let Dart reset. Neighbors is not even there. It was a thing that I thought. Daboll was pushing Dart to the limit.
Sure.
Instead of teaching him. And I think that's like one of my main points there.
That's a great point. That's part of coaching scared, which I don't get, right? Because like you should be coaching scared of losing your job where you're going for it. You're not kicking field goals. You're going for it. Like you're not settling for less. You've got nothing to lose. But then there's another part of coaching scared where you are putting this kid in harm's way. Because he's your number one weapon. He's your only real weapon without Neighbors, without Scataboo. You know what I'm saying? Like, you put him in harm's way when you're down, it's foolish. But it's not just him. It's Mike Kafka, right? Kafka calls the plays. I know Brian Daboll can override it. He could veto a play. He could say, hey, maybe we should stay. But, like, that was in the Niners game. Like, we knew this was coming. The kid got his ass kicked in the Niners game. He took a lot of hits in the Niners game. And I'm watching the game. I'm like, yo, he's out there by himself now. That's the first game without Scataboo. Like, you got to protect him. The kid is a warrior. He's going to fight. He's going to stay in the fight until he's knocked out of the fight. Now, a couple things with that, right? Like, when I talk about Dart and his legs and design runs, you got to do that. You got to do that to keep the defense honest, to attack the line of scrimmage. Before in my open, I said he's not accounted for. Like, when the defense goes out there, he's the man that they don't have somebody for. And, like, his vision and his running ability, I can't tell you how impressed I am with this kid, bro. And then I also don't like how people are trying to act like they're running him like a running back. Like, they're using the run when they have to.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
In the San Francisco game late, there's no point in design runs for the quarterback down because he's taking unnecessary hits and he's pretty reckless. But, like, you can't take that out of his game. You can't take that out of the offensive play calls. He scored 2 rushing touchdowns, right? We've seen him. He had 7 rushing touchdowns. I think there was a stat that was out there. If I go back to my notes, like, he's got more rushing touchdowns than Saquon. So, like, part of me is like, yes, you have to use him and you have to run him and use his legs. But I felt like there was definitely a part of Dable that was doing it because he's coaching to win every game. He's coaching to not lose his job. And like that turns into abuse. Let's see. Ari Merov on Twitter said, Jackson Dart's rookie year, evaluated for a concussion 4 times. He's taken 75 plus hits. Leads all QBs with 25 design runs, despite not starting until week 4. He also was battling a hamstring and an ankle injury. You got to know all of that, and you got to have a bigger picture. This team was not making the playoffs. I know Brian Dable needed to win to save his job. I mean, honestly, the last time I was on was before the Niners game, and obviously before this Chicago game, where I still thought, hey, they're not going to fire him if he's able to win some of these games. There's still some winnable games. I said if he can win 4 out of these last 8 games, maybe he saves his job because of the marriage with Dart. But no, Dart has shown you every week he's gotten better. He is a competitor. Some of the throws that this kid makes, just the balls that it takes to throw in those tight windows and know you can make the throw. Like, he is at 22 years old. I watch him play quarterback, and I can't believe it, honestly. And I give some credit to Brian Daboll and Mike Kafka and Tierney and who's in the building with them. But ultimately, I give the credit to Jackson Dart. It doesn't matter what stadium they're in, on the road or in Giants Stadium. It doesn't matter who's on the field, whether it's Malik Nabers, Cam Scataboo. He will throw to Gunnar Olszewski, Lil Jordan Humphrey, Bo Collins. Like, it doesn't matter about the personnel around him. It doesn't matter if Jermaine Illuminor is hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter who's calling the plays. A baller is a baller. He's a hooper. A hooper is going to hoop no matter what. That is what I see in Jackson Dart. And I believe that is going to continue no matter who is the head coach, no matter who is the offensive coordinator, no matter what, you know, offensive scheme they're running. But it's unfortunate to see that kid get hit like that. I put out a tweet earlier about his helmet. You know, I'm always looking at these guys' helmets in the NFL because the helmets change so much from when I was a kid and when I was playing, even from Pop Warner to college, my helmet changed a bunch. But I'm like, you know, they need to give him a different helmet. I don't know what the most recent, like, concussion helmet is. I know there's some guys, like you saw Romeo Doubs tonight with the Guardian cap. Maybe put the Guardian cap on him. I doubt he's going to want to wear it because he's all swag. He's cool. He's the coolest guy on the field, like, from head to toe. He's got the Anakin Skywalker eye black. He's got the headband. He's got the chain. He's got the Jordan 11s. He's, you know what I'm saying? So, like, but, like, when I look at some of the hits that he's taken, if you look at my Twitter 12 hours ago, I said, I think Dart needs a different helmet, different brand. It's always loose. It's low on his eyes. It gets pushed off easy. I know he's about looking cool, but a tighter chin strap is needed. Hell, give him a Guardian cap at this point. They're not going to do it. But I have seen his helmet move so much, and, like, there's a way to avoid something. Like, he lost a tooth. He got hit in the teeth, but that's because his chin strap came up, man. I remember always talking about, hey, here we go, boys, buckle your chin straps, because that meant, like, yo, strap your lid on. Somebody's coming to take your head off. And for Jackson Dart to be playing, he's got the, like, chin strap protector. I know this is getting deep into, like, equipment, but it plays into it. He's got the chin strap protector that looks cool, but I think it slides off of his chin, his face structure. They need to change his helmet. When he comes back next week, not this week, he should have a different helmet and a tighter chin strap and one that's secure, that they put him through some type of test that thing does not move, man. Let's go to Dave in Rockland County on the fan next. What's up, Dave?
Two questions. One Giants related, one Jets related. First, Giants. Do you think that Kafka is going to use Jameis Winston as quarterback now, or do you think it's going to be the same?
First big decision for Kafka this week as head coach, he better. We don't need to see Russ anymore. There's no reason to play Russ unless Jameis gets hurt. At this point now, why not? And you're going to be at home in your own building, and I was there when they beat the Eagles, and when Dart went into the tent, and Brian Daboll also had to get fired because he cost the organization $200,000 for that, going into the tent. But I remember vividly, as soon as Russ came in and skipped the ball across the turf, boo! The fans don't want to see it. They don't want to see it. So give us Jameis Winston, please.
And then one more question, Jets related. Do you see a future with Isaiah Davis as the main running back and trading away Breece Hall for high draft round draft picks?
I don't.
First round, second round?
I don't. Thanks for the call, Dave. I mean, what else do you need to see from Breece Lightning? They didn't trade him away. I think he's been assured by the people in charge, Darren Mugi and Aaron Glenn, that, like, he's a cornerstone of this franchise. He's a workhorse. I think they're going to try and bring him back. Fleas just said in my ear, like, what are you talking about? Trade him. His contract is... Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. I'm like, he was drafted in the same draft as Sauce and...
But he was a second-round pick, so he's a free agent at the end of the year. That's only a four-year rookie contract. They would have to franchise him or sign him at the end of the year.
I think they're going to try and bring him back. I think they're going to try and sign him. They're freeing up some money with the moves that they made. And, I mean, he is a guy that I think has value to Darren Mugi and Aaron Glenn. I don't. If they want to trade him, now is the time to trade him. You know, now he could choose to go elsewhere, but in this NFL, I mean, we'll see. You know, with these running backs now, some of them are getting paid, but like, where is he going to go? And who's going to bid higher than the Jets? I don't know. I don't see them. They can't trade him, and then I don't see them moving on from him. Like, the trade deadline just passed, and he was a big part of that win on Sunday. And I think as they're talking about the foundation they're building and who want to fly with them freaking Jets, they look at him as a Jet. Like, they look at him as one of the guys. Like, Quinnen Williams is gone. Sauce Gardner is gone. I think Breece is a guy that they're trying to keep around. 888-808-1019. You know, speaking of keeping a guy around, and I just mentioned, you know, Joe Shane, like, this Saquon Barkley stuff, there's a clip that I have on my Twitter as well as I was digging through things. Like, Saquon Barkley wouldn't even refer to, like, he referred to Joe Shane as that man. And he talked about during his saga with that man, right? Like, Joe Shane was playing games with Saquon Barkley. Didn't value him as the superstar that he is, and also didn't value him as the man that he was in that clubhouse, in the community, and his importance to Giants fans. He was playing a game. He was playing Joe Shane's GM book for dummies. Oh, I'm not going to pay Daniel Jones this much to hand off to a running back making this much. Remember, the Eagles will, and they'll take that to the Super Bowl. So, like, as we're going to continue talking about the Giants and the state of the Giants for the rest of the season, the main guy in the scope now is Joe Shane. Dable's gone, done. But there's going to be a lot of people critical of, like, why does this guy get to stay? Why does this guy get to have a hand in picking the next guy? And I know, Maron Tisch, right now, right, you can give the fans the pound of flesh by firing the head coach that lost these games in a historic fashion. You know, the numbers are coming out. They said it was 1 in 60,000 that the Giants would lose all three of those games that they had over a 92% probability of winning. You got to fire him. He deserved to be fired. He deserved to be fired the last couple years. Like, I get that. But he didn't lose those games alone. He doesn't take a snap. He doesn't cover anybody. He doesn't put his hand in the dirt. Like, Joe Shane put together this roster that has no depth. After their starting players go down, which happens across the league, like, they have no depth. Right? Is it Brian Daboll's fault that Andrew Thomas wasn't ready to go and James Hudson was the guy signed to fill in for him? Remember how terrible his performance was to start that Dallas game? Maybe that Dallas game is different if they have a different guy there, right? Is it Brian Daboll's fault that the kicking situation with Jude McItamy and Graham Gano and Youngway Koo, like, is that on Brian Daboll? They didn't solve that. You know, it's documented. They wanted Jalin Hyatt, and it seemed like Joe Shane was so hard-pressed on getting him. Now, it didn't work out with Brian Daboll and his scheme, but, like, that's a Joe Shane guy. Evan Neal, Kayvon, Deontay Banks. You know, and like, Deontay Banks, I remember them saying that was a Wink Martindale guy. Okay, well, if you're drafting a player for Wink Martindale, and then Wink Martindale is gone after that, like, make it make sense. The general manager is supposed to generally manage everything. Brandon is in the Bronx with us next on The Fan. What's up, Brandon?
It's funny. I'm calling for Joe Shane, and then you just run down this list. That's hilarious. But you don't run down the list of the positives. I mean, no team hits on all their picks. But, I hope he stays. You know, he took Dart. He got Scatterbull in the fourth round, traded for Burns. I mean, hopefully he stays. I really hope they don't fire him.
I mean, he's got one more year on his deal, and they basically came out today and said that he will stay to find the next coach. Give him a ton of credit for the Brian Burns move. But you know what that was? That was him trying to make up for the fans being disappointed in what happened with Saquon Barkley. And, like, who makes a bigger impact? A Saquon Listen, Barkley no or problem. Brian Burns. No, they're losing Keith, with Brian Burns. Being Keith, defensive player no of the problem. Year candidate.
Keith, I had no problem losing Saquon because he wasn't winning with him. I had no problem with that.
You're not winning with Brian Burns either. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can give the guy props for trading for Spider-Man, but he's not making enough of an effect to win you games. Caleb Williams is running by him as well.
According to you and the impulsive New York fans, let's just fire everybody. Do away with the team and the organization.
No. Fire these two guys that rode in. Thanks for the call, Brandon. Let's break it down. There's two things with these guys that were their MOs. Brian Daboll gets linked to Josh Allen all the time. Too much. So much so, McDermott's having a press conference with the Bills after they're coming off that loss, and a reporter asks, hey, any interest in bringing Brian Daboll back? No, we're not thinking about that right now. But people are talking about Joe Brady getting a head coaching job and Brian Daboll going back there because he's respected as an offensive coordinator, X's and O's guy. I have not heard one person speak down on Brian Daboll as far as being a coach, being in that film room. You understand what I'm saying, right? His MO was he helped develop Josh Allen. He also was out of Alabama with Mac Jones and Tua and Jalen Hurts. Right? This guy's going to come here and be a quarterback whisperer. Look what he got out of Daniel Jones in the first year. Then, you know, injuries and other things that went south. Look what he got out of Tommy DeVito. Some of you guys were ready to make Tommy Cutlets the next Tom Brady. And then Jackson Dart. They go through their process. They don't want Shedeur Sanders. Joe Shane rather have Cam Ward. Brian Daboll has so much conviction over Jackson Dart. He's saying draft him at 3. Trade back up and get him. So, like, that was what Brian Daboll was supposed to do. Find your quarterback. It took too long, honestly. Year 4, you find the quarterback. And the defensive personnel and the defensive coordinator and some other shortcomings on the team, it wasn't enough to win with him to save your ass. Okay, but that was his MO. What was Joe Shane's MO? Joe Shane's MO was that he was with this crew in Buffalo that built that team through the draft, and he was going to come here and do the same. Do we need to go through the past drafts? I'm not giving him credit for Jackson Dart. I give Brian Daboll all the credit for that's my guy. Get him. Abdul Carter, my 2.5-year-old son, would say, yeah, take Abdul Carter if he's sitting there. They took Travis Hunter. Take Abdul Carter. And there's another thing going on with Abdul Carter conversation. Please stop. As if Abdul Carter as a rookie has not been productive. I was listening to Greg Olsen talk about how he gets some of the most pressures in the NFL. He's always disruptive. He will get there. And like, if you watch him at Penn State, you know he's going to grow into a guy that gets sacks. And sacks aren't always like, honestly, Brian Burns is getting a lot of the sacks that he's getting because of the pressure that Abdul Carter is applying. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of conversation about where's Abdul Carter been? He has been applying pressure. He hasn't gotten home. Kayvon is another one applying pressure. Hasn't gotten home. Oh, Kayvon is under Joe Shane. Evan Neal. Like, you could get fired off of Evan Neal. That is a huge miss, bro. That is a huge miss. Your first draft, you come in and draft Kayvon and Evan Neal. You draft Wandale Robinson before George Pickens, Trey McBride, and there was another guy out there that's a pass catcher that they went to Wandale Robinson, Lil Wandale for. Okay. But Josh Azudu. Other guys, man, that they just completely missed on. And yes, Keith, not everybody hits on their picks, but he's got a ton of whiffs. Like the Giants defensive line had a ton of whiffs trying to tackle Caleb Williams. Deontay Banks is a miss. John Michael Schmitz, here, there, but like, I can't really say that's a hit. Eric Gray, Trey Hawkins. And like, once you get to the 6-7 round, those guys mostly don't pan out, whatever. I can give him credit for Cam Scataboo. I think anybody should have taken Cam Scataboo at that point. As Cam Scataboo was dropping, I'm like, how are they missing this kid? And if you listen to me, how many times have I told you about Cam Scataboo? I was the one on air while he was playing against Texas. Like, yo, this kid is a free. But there's a ton of misses. I'm still not sure about Tyler Newbin. You know? Andrew Phillips, I thought I was high on. And like, it's still yet to be seen in year 2 for those guys. Malik Nabers is another one. I think Malik Nabers, from what I remember in that pro day, Dable's eyes were lighting up. He was smiling. I think Malik Nabers was a guy that Brian Daboll also was like, yeah, this guy. And if Marvin Harrison Sr. didn't name his kid Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers should have been the number one receiver in that draft. So, like, what I'm saying is, folks, Joe Shane was supposed to come here and build this team through the draft. Now, here's the kicker here before we get to the break. As a GM, obviously, you're supposed to be able to draft and hit on these players and recognize talent and bring them in. But you know what he did? Which I've been talking about for 4 years. I've been here all 4 years. My first show ever, they fired Jason Garrett that day. You know what he did that rubs me the wrong way? He traded Leonard Williams to Seattle. Have you seen Seattle's defense? You watched them over the weekend, the last couple weeks? He traded Leonard Williams to his preferred destination. That was Sexy Dexy's right-hand man, literally. He let Saquon Barkley walk to your division rivals and lead them to a Super Bowl. Oh, Keith, I don't care because we weren't winning anyway. But the Eagles might not have done what they did without that key ingredient that you allowed. After the owner said, I don't want that to happen. And the list goes on from Evan Ingram to Julian Love, who I just saw John Feliciano talking about. Yo, he let a lot of these guys go. Xavier McKinney. I thought Sterling Shepard was done. He's still getting it in with Baker Mayfield in Tampa. We do this all the time. We go through the list of Gettleman's guys. Now wait for this next one. Danny Dimes, Daniel Jones, who you paid. You did pay him. But like, you should have picked up his rookie option. But you didn't like him, right? So you didn't pick up his rookie option. He leads you to the playoffs. And then you got no choice but to pay him. Because he's your quarterback now. The fans are chanting, Daniel Jones. You got to pay the guy that you didn't want. But there's a clause in his contract where last year you cut the guy. Well, you didn't cut the guy. You benched the guy. And then he asked for his release. You benched that man. And you completely lost the locker room. Brian Daboll's in the locker room. I think those players, and when you ask them after the game, whether it's Brian Burns or Dexter Lawrence or whomever, when you ask those players, they don't put it on Brian Daboll. They say, we got to be better. We got to get it done. The players got to be better. But like, you're relying on Kobe Black, Corey Black. You know what I'm saying? A guy that was a seventh round pick, got cut, was with the Jets practice squad. You bring him back in and he's in the game. You're relying on these guys. There's no depth. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I don't know. I look at Joe Shane as a guy that came in and like, Hard Knocks is damning. And some of the other YouTube content and stuff, there's a lot of misses in there. And as a GM, you're supposed to hit in the draft. And I think he's, I wouldn't even say he's 50-50 in the draft. I'd say I give him a 40 or maybe a 30% grade on that test so far with his drafting. Because like, I got to bring that number lower. Kayvon is not who... You know, and Kayvon is not a complete bust, but he's not right under like an Aiden Hutchinson type. And you saw how Aiden Hutchinson just got paid. And then also Evan Neal. Evan Neal is a fireable offense. That guy was a blue chip, Alabama, went to IMG. What happened? As soon as he talked about the people in New York making hot dogs and flipping burgers, he was a wrap. What happened to Jalen Hyatt? You're the general manager. You're supposed to manage these things. So the misses in the draft, as well as the players that you passed on, that you let walk, Gettleman's guys. Gettleman has all pro players in the NFL elsewhere. He's got guys in MVP consideration back-to-back years that you showed the door to. What are you doing? This is a GM book for dummies that only Joe Shane lives by. And now, you know who's the dummy? The Giants, if they continue this, firing the head coach, right, making them the scapegoat, throwing them under the bus, and sticking with the GM. And sticking with the GM. Because the coach can only coach the players that he's given. The coach can only coach the players that are drafted. The players that are signed. Hell, I'm firing you for giving Russell Wilson $10 million. 888-808-1019. We have to take a break. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. I haven't been on for a while. If you would like to talk to me, call up. We will be right back.
at Lowe's. This Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Talk sports hands-free, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Oh yeah, a little French Montana. Max B is home, free to wave. The wave is free. The Silver Surfer, Big Ovell. It's kind of crazy, man. Like, Max B, I think, just did 16 years. And 16 plus years ago, maybe it was 17 years, the time I can't really remember or go back to. But I live in Jersey, and I used to date this girl who worked in the court up there in North Jersey where Max B was on trial. And she spoke a bunch of different languages. She spoke French, Italian, Spanish. So she had a job in the court as like a translator. And I want to say this had to be like 2007 or 8 because I met her at JMU. She was a Jersey girl down in Virginia. So like we kind of linked and then, you know, I would see her at holidays and summers and whatnot. And then I remember her telling me a story about being, you know, in the elevator and then in the courtroom area with some rappers. She had no idea. I was like, that was Max B and them. Coke Boys. French Montana. Like, I'm like, yo, like, you don't know? She's like, I had no idea. She's like, one of the guys hit on me. She's like, I was just working, but I know you would know who they were. And I mean, fast forward all these years now, Max B is free. Anyway, I just came back from vacation. Story of the ex. Speaking of the ex. Wildest thing that happened to me on vacation, great time. I was in a destination unknown, a resort, and my son got loose and I'm chasing my son around. And I come around from this like area where we're eating dinner to this like lobby area. And I hear Keith. And I don't know. I don't know who's going to be there. And I turn around and I'm with my wife and my son. My wife is chasing my son to the right. I'm chasing my son to the left. And I hear Keith. And I turn back and I look. And I'm like, yo, it was like a weird dream. It's like a ghost of Christmas past. It was one of my ex-girls. I'm like, what is the chances? I don't know. Universe never unconnects. I'm like, there is a smaller chance that the Bears come back and beat the Giants than this girl being at the same resort that I'm at X amount of years after I hadn't seen her or talked to her. And I was about to go to Mike in Miami as my segue. And he dropped off because I, you know, was down there in South Florida and went down to the Keys. And, I mean, those delays coming out of, I ended up going to Fort Lauderdale Airport. And the delays were, I don't wish it on anybody, especially if you got a young kid. Of course, I end up going down to Miami and then driving down to, you know, the Florida Keys area and then trying to get back. I missed the whole election up here. I missed the trade deadline up here. And then the government shutdown happens and I'm trying to get back up here and they are just pushing the flight back. And then you get to the airport and it's ghost town and like nobody's working and you're just waiting to get on the flight. I even had some delays going out. But anyway, Mike's topic, and Mike, call back if you'd like. Mike's topic was that he wants Mike McCarthy. I think I saw Loogie tweet this out. That's not what you want, folks. It's not what you want. You want the Giants to return to greatness. You want Jackson Dart to lead you back to the Super Bowl. That is possible. I'm not going to hold you. Like what the way that this kid hoops, when he gets Malik Nabers back, when Cam Scataboo is there, if they can shore up this offensive line with Andrew Thomas, if they can get the defense in order, like, it's not crazy to think that they could be a contender. If some of those games flip this year, they'd be in the hunt. Mike McCarthy's not the guy. Mike McCarthy is a guy that fooled a lot of people, like Jerry Jones. See, my experience comes into play here as a former Dallas Cowboys fan. If you think right now you're upset with Brian Daboll's in-game management decisions late, yeah, try on Mike McCarthy for size. You don't want that. Mike McCarthy, he's good enough to win you some regular season games, but then he's not going to know when to go for it on third and short, fourth and short. He's not going to know when to use timeouts, clock management terrible, in the big games and the big situations. He was able to win with Aaron Rodgers, but then they got him up out of there. Jerry Jones showed him the door in favor of Brian Schottenheimer. I don't think that was the right move. If you look at what the Dallas Cowboys are right now, I think Mike deserved another shot. But Mike was supposed to be this like guy that took a year off and was really working on offense and like all this other stuff. And I don't think that's the answer. But, you know, let's have that conversation. That's one of the buckets right now. Who do you want to be the Giants' next head coach? 888-808-1019. In the chat, Chip Saunders says Lane Kiffin. I don't think Lane Kiffin, who did have a stint, I think he was a Raiders coach in, I don't know, 2010, I don't know, the year. Lane Kiffin, Raiders coach. 2007 to 2008. See, the time is flying. 2007, 2008 is when I was kicking it with that girl that met Max B in the court. Lane Kiffin, I think, is doing just fine where he is. I think he's comfortable where he is. I think he likes where he is. He goes from, Jackson Dart to, what's Buddy's name now who's balling for them? I forget their quarterback's name. They got a good quarterback at Ole Miss. Trinidad Chambliss? Yeah. I don't think Lane Kiffin is an option. But he is obviously someone with head coaching experience. I feel like the guy that's going to clean up this giant mess, pun intended, can't be a first-time head coach. This market is—he can't do it. This market is too crazy. This is too big of a job. There's too high of expectations. It's got to be somebody with head coaching experience. So let's go through the list. Cliff Kingsbury is a name that comes up. And I joke, shout out to my boy Alex Day. Alex Day is always posting his Giants misery on Sundays. And, you know, he posted something today. And I said, Brian Daboll and Cliff Kingsbury could swap jobs. Things are going south for the Commanders. Jaden Daniels is hurt. Cliff Kingsbury could want out, right? He did his little time, taking a step down. He could want out and want another head coaching job. That's the kind of guy that you pair with Jackson Dart. I think they'll speak the same language. He'd be a good offensive coordinator. And that's another thing. Or he'd be a good offensive coordinator going back to head coach. He was with Kyler Murray in Arizona. That's another thing. You need someone with experience, and you need an offensive-minded guy. So, like, for people talking about John Gruden or Brian Flores or Bill Belichick or Antonio Pierce, no. Those are defensive-minded guys. Gruden, I think, is he's both. But with Gruden and Flores, both of those guys are suing the NFL. The Giants are a legacy team. You know, Marin, Tisch are old school. They also were implicated in the Brian Flores controversy the first time, if you remember correctly. Brian Flores, even though he's a New Yorker, defensive-minded guy, he doesn't get this opportunity, I don't believe. He's suing the league. And then also, he was really tough on Tua. He made Tua cry, and I just think they'll stay away from messing that up. You really can't mess up this situation with Jackson Dart. Maybe you already did. We don't know. I honestly think Dart is going to ball. He's going to play hard no matter who he's playing for, and I wouldn't worry too much about that. Who else did I have on this list? Antonio Pierce, whose name has popped up, former Giant. You know, I heard him ranting about the Giants 2 weeks ago, and he started talking about, yeah, I know Neighbors is hurt. I know Scataboo was hurt. But that defense, list the players that were hurt on the defense. They got some guys back. But you can't leave out, like, they're down their linebackers. They're down guys in the secondary. You can't leave that out. You can't leave that out. Antonio Pierce, he only got that opportunity with the Raiders because that's the Raiders. You know what I'm saying? Davis and how they run things out there, it was short-lived. They tried to keep it going. He wasn't cut out for it. Who else is out there that they're talking about? Jesse Minter. With the Chargers, another defensive guy I don't think is going to get this, and a first-time guy. I don't know. I think that they are going to look for experience. Oh, Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick is another guy that I look at as, you think he's coming here to work for Joe Shane? Yeah, like that was the whole thing with him going to Atlanta. Down in Atlanta, they liked the GM that they had, and so they didn't give that job to Belichick because Belichick, coming from the Parcells coaching tree, he knows for a fact he's got to be able to go to the grocery store, pick out the groceries, and cook the dinner. Who is going to be willing to chef up with the grocery list that Joe Shane brings to the table? No matter who it is, it might be a whack meal. It might not work. You might not be able to cook up with what he provides. So, like, that is a perplexing Pegasus in itself. Let's go to Carlos and Clifton on the Fan next. Carlos, who do you want to coach the Giants?
Keith, I don't even know. Like, right now, I'm just like, I just want us to get better. I was just thinking how ironic it would be if we continue along this path, and the Jets got to call us on draft day. Yo, yeah, I got the one pick. We could do something and get some of that draft capital. That would be crazy. But as a coach, I mean, you mentioned it. I would have loved Brian Flores. I just think they dropped the ball on that one. And I know he's a little rough. And I think whoever they get, Dart's going to be okay. But Dart has to realize the Giants will only win if he's in the game. And he has to be stopping and stubborn. And you got to slide. You got to run out of bounds. But, Keith, you saw that game Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, Caleb Williams, we had him wrapped up. I could count 10 different times.
Yeah.
And it's like they hit spin on the joystick.
And then when they did sack him, they had penalties. It was super frustrating to watch. It's like You can't let this guy wiggle out that many times because that's his whole game. That's how he extends right. plays. That's how he's able to run. That's how he's able to find open wide receivers. So that's the game in itself, too. Right. But Brian Daboll wasn't rushing the passer.
Right, right. Now, do you think they get in the draft? No. They have to get another wide receiver. That's going to be our emphasis this year. Get our wide receiver or get another pick because we don't know. You know, I know they are neighbors. Drastic injury. Scatterboo. That's a drastic injury.
Mm.
Like they got to get something for this guy.
Yeah, maybe someone on the block.
I'll let you go, 'cause I know you got.
Thanks for the call, Carlos. Yeah, Tankathon has Jordan Tyson, the wide receiver out of Arizona State, who's regarded as the number one wide receiver. Okay, maybe. But I look at wide receiver as like a position that you can find. Maybe Joe Shane can't find him. But wide receiver is a position that you should be able to find late in drafts. Go find a Puka Nacua. It's tough. It's tough. I think there'd be more of a position of need. Maybe the best defensive player. But like you... You have Kayvon under contract. You have Abdul Carter. Usually if you take a guy that high, and right now in Tankathon, the Giants are picking three, they're probably going to have a top five pick no matter what. They don't need a quarterback. I don't know. I don't have that answer right now. There's so much to be seen by then. There's so many more college games, NFL games, the combine before we get there. I guess in theory, like, you know, Neighbors is rehabbing an ACL. He might not be ready to go by the time week one comes and you need to get him a weapon. But you paid Darius Slayton. That's another thing, Joe Shane. And Slayton balled out. That one-handed grab was solid. Good to see a captain, a guy that was paid, come along and help Jackson Dart this past weekend. They still lost. But, yeah, there's a lot of fans that hold it against Joe Shane that the same money that you could have signed Saquon with, you gave it to Darius Slayton. Kyle is in Bayonne on the Fan next. What's up, Kyle?
What's up, brother? Like you said before, you know, with the Tisch family going on and, like, the old school mentality and Bill Belichick being there back in the day, he understands what's going on. And you are right. You know, I really don't think that Shanahan has any idea what he's doing. I think that the puzzle pieces have to come from Bill Belichick if he comes into the office. I really do think that he's going to have to pick out his own players and make his own regime with it. But since I really don't think that's going to be logical, why not go with a guy like Marcus Freeman? You know, a guy that's, you know, fresh in college, making a name for himself in Notre Dame. Like, why not go into, you know, look at the head coaches in college, you know, in the collegiate level?
Yeah, that's a huge risk. Thanks for the call, Kyle. Maybe Fleegs can help me. Fleegs, do you remember the last college coach that came into the NFL and got, like, I'm trying to think, when was the, and like, not talking like Nick Saban to the Dolphins or Lane Kiffin to the like that.
I mean, Matt Rhule came to the Panthers. It did not work out.
Yeah, that doesn't even, they don't even do that anymore.
I guess the only one is Harbaugh, because he was at Harbaugh. Stanford before.
But he was
the
49ers head coach before that and kind of had to get up out of there before the hammer came down. The NFL, that's not a trend in the NFL anymore. They're not reaching down into college to bring these guys up. They're going for the Ben Johnsons and Aaron Glenns of the world, the coordinators that have success in the league, because it's too much to take on. You know, being the head ball coach at Notre Dame is a high-profile job, but it's nothing like the New York Football Giants, man. So, like, I get the thought, and there was a list that I had in my notes where somebody had Marcus Freeman. Let's see, Giants Daily. Let's go through their list at NYG.
Tom Coughlin was a college coach first, but he also
was
the Giants for his second NFL job.
Yeah, so it's just like, I guess we got to go look at the college coaches that are coaching right now that coached in the NFL. Like, it's the other way around. Like, Wink Martindale was a coordinator in the NFL, can't get back in the NFL, has to go to Michigan. Joe Judge, another example, was down there in Ole Miss. So, yeah. Giants Daily, who does a great job on Twitter at NYG Daily. Some early candidates that intrigue Giants Daily. Chargers DC, Jesse Minter. Packers DC, Jeff Hafley. Rams DC, Chris Shula. Vikings DC, Brian Flores. Chiefs DC, Steve Spagnuolo. That is an interesting one. I'll talk more about that in a second. 49ers DC, Rob Saleh. That's not happening. Seahawks offensive coordinator, Clint Kubiak. That's another one I'll expound on more. Bucks offensive coordinator Josh Grizzard and Notre Dame head coach Marcus Freeman. The only two that I think are potentials there. If Steve Spagnuolo is over it in Kansas City, which we've had this conversation before, Keith, why isn't he getting opportunities to be head coach? Because he's damn near a senior citizen, and I think he knows that he's in a spot where he's going to collect rings and go down as the best offensive coordinator of all time. So why mess that up? Why would you want to leave Patrick Mahomes? Why would you want to leave Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, their complement of receivers? And then doesn't matter who he has on defense, they find a way. If Steve Spagnuolo has an itch to scratch and wants to come back to New York and take that job, okay, I understand that. That's a defensive-minded coach that has a ton of experience, has done a lot of winning, knows how a winning operation is supposed to be run, has done it before. That's a guy where it's like, okay, defensive-minded, whatever. Who's he bringing in as his offensive coordinator? I heard some rumblings about Matt Nagy, another guy who he's with the Chiefs right now. So, could you imagine that? I don't think so, because Matt Nagy will probably get some head coach consideration. But if Spags comes over and brings Nagy, those are two guys that were former head coaches in the league, and Nagy would come in and run the offense with Dart. I think he'd be great. But I don't think it's going to happen, man. You think Spags is going to look at Joe Shane in the eye and be like, yes, sir, Dean Kane, sir? No. No, that's what I'm getting at, bro. And that's why I said the scope is pointed at Joe Shane. The next coach of the Giants, if he is the one leading the search for them, has to be somebody that vibes with him. Has to be somebody that wants to work with him, at least for the first year. And, I don't know, it's a double-edged sword. Somebody might not like the idea that, hey, yeah, I got to work with this guy and he could be gone in a year. Somebody might not like the idea, I don't know. That this guy has brought in, he's missed on draft picks, he's brought in a lot of losing players, he's been the general manager of a generally managed losing franchise. Mm-hmm. Mike is in Clifton Park. Mike, you're on the fan.
Hey, so, what should happen is I think the Giant ownership should see if there is a GM that comes from a winning team that wants to come to New York and try to make it here, and you'll have to overpay him. But then that GM can also attract the experienced coach. And that's really, I think, what needs to happen. Because if you don't do that, it doesn't add up well. It becomes a mess any way you look at it. This has to be clean, and you have to overpay for a good GM to come here and have that GM attract a experienced coach. And that's it. And thanks, Keith, for hearing me out.
Yeah. I mean, and let's say this, folks. It is now November 11th, and they told you on November 10th that Joe Shane would lead the coaching search, but that's not written in stone. It's not a lock. It's not a guarantee. I think they made a decision that heads had to roll after that disappointment, after the way that Jackson Dart was put in danger, after some of the decisions that were made. It's like, all right, bro, head coach got to go. But I think Shane could be let go at the end of the season. And I think depending on how the offseason search goes for the next GM or head coach, this is to be continued, to be determined. Nothing is locked up yet. I mean, if you got to overpay for a GM, so what? The Giants are worth $10.3 billion? And didn't they just sell part of the team to the Koch family? Bring them into the conversation as well. There's also conversation about John Mara's health. And I hope he's doing okay. I hope he's doing well. But it'll make him feel a lot better and make everybody around him feeling a lot better. Nailing this next head coach and potentially moving on from this GM and figuring that out too. I got one more hour. Stay with me. I got a ton of calls. I'm going to get to you all. There's only one thing to talk about, like I said, is this giant mess, this giant situation that I fear is going to resemble a lot of what we just have experienced from Ben McAdoo to Pat Shurmur to Joe Judge to Brian Daboll. It's a vicious cycle, and they've already repeated a mistake that they've done in the past. Firing the head coach, keeping the GM. I just feel like it's not a guarantee that this GM is going to be here. It's not a guarantee that you want this guy finding the next head coach because it's trickier than it seems. But I think getting out in front of it in the second week of November is smart because Brian Daboll was always going to get fired. And the longer you wait, the harder it is to find the next candidate. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be right back.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.